Welcome back. We're up to Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel Chapter 13 Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah continues to define other malachos. Hakorea b'chamaso v'almeso. Let's say someone tears their garment out of anger or over grief, over mourning someone, a dead relative or something of the like. V'chol hamakalkalin, and anyone who acts destructively in general, that he does malacha for a destructive purpose and not for a constructive purpose. All these cases, Peturin, he will be exempt from violating Shabbos at all, because the only time you are obligated is when you do a malachas machsheves, which by definition is a constructive and not a destructive act. And a person who destroys for a constructive purpose, shiro kumataki, and the minimum amount for that is the same amount for the minimum amount of making a repair, meaning that the way a person is liable for a destructive act is if the amount destroyed would be large enough for that one who repairs it on Shabbos would be liable for that repair, so then the destructive act itself is going to be a problem.
Shior hamalabin v'amanapit v'atzoveh v'atoveh k'milo rochav hasit kaful.
So Mishnah Dalet says that when it comes to the malachos of washing, disentangling, dyeing, and spinning, all of these malachos, you violate them if it's double the full width of a sit. What does this mean? So it means that one is not going to be liable for doing any of these malachos unless the amount of wool involved is at least enough to produce a thread whose length is twice a sit. A sit is the measurement between two different fingers spread out, and so that's how long it needs to be, twice that. And the measurement for the malacha of weaving two threads is the full width of a sit, meaning that one is not liable for weaving two threads unless one passes the weft thread twice through at least one sit of the warp. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.